Raise Your Rate, which case that was where the board ruled that liposuction was within the scope. The additional case that you were involved in?
Yeah, 20-144. I can tell you the licensee's name. That's permissible.
Gail, is that permissible?
Mr. Chair, members, I think that's fine. It's public record. It's been in the yeah. record at some point.
Herman Mora.
Thank you. Counsel, do you recall what type of liposuction that was?
It was tumescent liposuction, the same type of liposuction that was performed by Dr. Ortiz on this patient.
Got it. I make a motion to go into executive session for legal advice.
Roll call, please. Dr. Sablik?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
And Dr. Popio is recused. Motion carries.
Dr. Sadlick, are you with us?
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Dr. Sadlick. Would you like me to call roll?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Dr. Sadlick?
Here.
Dr. Popio?
I'm refused.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Gallen?
I'm here.
Dr. Campbell?
Here.
Dr. Spatt?
Yes.
Dr. Rubin?
Okay, so we're ready to go back in. We're in general session, and we are on case number 20-181. This was Dr. Jose Ortiz. The complaint is on the line, and Dr. Ortiz has his attorney with him also. I'm sorry, sir, what's your last name? Con, C-O-N-N?
Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
C-O-H-E-N, thank you. Okay. Dr. Rubin, did you want to make any comments?
This is Dr. Rubin. I don't need to make any comments.
Okay. I think Ms.
Actually, you know what? Hang on. This is Dr. Rubin. I do. I apologize. I have a question for Dr. Ortiz. At least Dr. Ortiz, complainant suggests that you have referred to yourself. He refers multiple times. You refer to yourself as a specialist. Is that true?
Absolutely not. And that was also discussed during the previous case. There was a statement that was clearly on the website that the BT had seen in the advertisement where it said I was a naturopathic physician that graduated from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, and that evidence was presented in the previous case.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if I get to interject or not.
Is this BT?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Dr. Settler, can I ask BT the same question?
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Rubin.
All right, BT, can you let, please continue, since you were going to comment on the question I was going to ask you anyhow.
Well, I have a copy of that ad in front of me right now, and it does not say that he was a naturopathic physician that he graduated from the college that he graduated from. But in the same line, in the same sentence, it did refer to him as a cosmetic specialist. The following line, it states that the surgery would be performed by a surgeon, which I assumed would be Dr. Ortiz, since he's the one listed as the person who's going to be performed the procedure. The entire ad is covered with how the procedure is going to work, and it all refers to him or the person performing the procedure as a cosmetic surgeon. His partner called him a cosmetic surgeon. The ad says cosmetic specialist. That's nothing about him being a naturopathic physician. It just says he went to a naturopathic college. Well, it doesn't say that's the only college he went to. I mean, there's a mission of some of the facts. You know, the board has decided that because it's a naturopathic college in one line, they're ignoring the following two lines that also says he's a cosmetic specialist. I don't understand how one
BT,
part of that.
BT, could you please read that, what you have in front of you, without commentary? Yeah. Just read it verbatim.
Yeah, let me pull it back up. I also want to send this to Ms. Anthony.
Ms. Anthony, do we get the center? Because I would, Ms. Anthony, a board packet is large, and I haven't memorized each page. Are you able to reference which page this is on?
No, Dr. Rubin, I believe he's discussing something that was reviewed in the original case file that I don't have in front of me.
Okay, fair enough. Please proceed, Vicki.
It was part of complaint number 6, but I'll read it verbatim. It says, who performs the procedure? Dr. Jose Ortiz graduated from National College of Natural Medicine in 2001. He specializes in naturopathy as well as pain and cosmetic medicine. 2 lines down, it says, during the procedure, the surgeon makes a small incision and inserts a tube using suction to remove unwanted deposits of fat from areas such as the stomach and thighs. Then it has a link where it goes down to describe what liposuction is. Then it's traditional liposuction is a surgical procedure during which a surgeon suctions out fat from the areas such as the stomach, thighs, arms, et cetera, et cetera. It says within the family of surgical lipo techniques, this is the most common 2-method liposuction. It also refers to it 2 paragraphs down. Well, that's actually about the cone sensation, which I never had with Dr. Ortiz, but that's a different. But it also refers to the consultation with a plastic surgeon. So I don't understand how I'm not supposed to take from reading this is that this is supposed to be done by a surgeon. It's just splattered with the word surgeon everywhere. It says nothing about naturopath information.
Thank you, BT. Dr. Ortiz, this is Dr. Rubin. Do you deny that you refer to yourself as a specialist based on what complainant had just read?
Dr. Rubin, this exact issue was discussed in the previous case, and I did not write that ad, so I did not make any statements at all. That was an ad that was posted by Skylar Pearson, and I never saw the ad. I wasn't made aware of the ad until this case presented itself.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank
Dr. Rubin, you are aware that we adjudicated this particular subject, although it's a loaded subject. We did adjudicate it, I think it was a year or perhaps 2 years ago.
This is Dr. Rubin. I was present for all of it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to – I understand what BT is saying, and I also see where Dr. Ortiz is at. And where his counselor is at too with it, Mr. Cohen. So I think we're wrestling with the same issue that, unfortunately or fortunately, has already been adjudicated. I think we have to have new findings, Mr. Larson, new findings, new case, new this, new that, in order to do anything from this point.
Got it. I understand. Thank you. I'm done with my questioning.
Mr. Larson, any feedback from you?
No, Mr. Chair, I agree with what you said. I mean, this was all resolved in a prior case. I wasn't with the AG's office yet at that point, but, based on my understanding, talking with Gail and from what I've heard here, it sounds as though all of these issues were already reviewed and resolved by the board, and to that extent, I would recommend that the board not, rehash issues that it's already resolved.
Okay. And in clarity, I see both sides of this, Dr. Ortiz, BT, see where you guys are coming from. The thing is, we closed this close to 2 years ago. I'm going to make the motion that just at this current phase with this case, it's closed. So dismissed would be, I guess, my word. And I'll need a second, and I'll need a roll call.
Mr. Spad, I second that.
Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spat?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Nay.
Would you like to explain your vote, please?
Do I have to?
helpful.
I voted nay last time when I was present. I was seeking other information, and for consistency, I vote nay.
Okay.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Motion carries. All right, we're done with five. We've moved through that. Let's go ahead and move through to number six. This would be review, consideration, and possible action regarding application for renewal of medical license. So I think the easiest and quickest way to roll through this, and Gail may have a suggestion, is I'll recuse myself from A. Dr. Spatz, you're recused from B, Dr. Field, Rubin, et cetera. So let's try it that way, see how fast we can get through this. Let's go with 6A.
Dr. Bopiel, I propose a motion that we approve item number 6A, Dr. Sadowick's renewal of his medical license.
6B, Dr.
Campbell, we're
going to vote.
Okay.
Dr. Campbell, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
6B, Cam Spatt, you're recused. I'll make a motion. We approve him for licensure.
This is Dr. Ryan.
I second that.
Roll call.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Dr. Popiel, I'll make a motion to approval for medical license. Need a second?
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Number 6D is in dog, Dr. Dan Rubin.
I'll make
a motion to approve Dr. Rubin for life insurance. I'll need a second.
Yeah.
Just a little
Go ahead, Dr. Spatz.
Dr. Spatz, seconded.
Dr. Spatz, you're going to approve. This is Dr. Popiel. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Dr. Popiel, second.
All those in favor?
Any
opposed?
Dr. Rubin, you have recused from this one. Deborah Bolinski, I'll make the motion to approve licensure.
Dr. Bopiel, I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And 6F, who's Melissa Coates tied into?
Dan Rubin recuses from Melissa Coates.
Rubin recuses. I'll make a motion for Melissa Coates. License.
Fobio, I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Good timing. Let's go on. 7. Review consideration possible action regarding application for reinstatement of retired medical license. This is Ralph Porter. Dr. Porter, are you on the line?
I am. It's Potter, like Harry Potter.
Oh, thank you. And Gail, can you give us a quick rundown on this?
Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, this is an application for reinstatement of retired medical license. Dr. Ralph Potter. Applicant meets the requirements for reinstatement of retired medical license and has supplied the required 30 hours of CME taken within the last 12 months. Applicant informed the board he has not actively practiced since 2006. The board may approve the application for reinstatement of retired medical license with full scope privileges, or in the event the board has concerns relating to the amount of time applicant has not been in active practice, the board may require a period of supervision.
I'm sorry,
was there a date Yes, has not actively practiced since 2016.
Yeah, I thought you said 2006.
Thank you. No. No, 2016.
Thank you.
And Dr. Potter, what have you been doing?
I closed my office to take a corporate job in human resources, corporate HR with Wells Fargo, where I was doing accommodations work. So it's working with their people who have disabilities, you know, reviewing medical records, communicating with their doctors, you know, if they need a dog to bring to work or special equipment, et cetera. I did that for 9 years, very successfully, but decided that, you know, with COVID and everything, I needed to work my passion. And so since I left Wells Fargo, I've been working back in hypnotherapy. So right now I'm working as a hypnotherapist.
And then what's your intention with your reinstatement?
Primarily mind-body medicine. I look at my license to be able to enable me to give a more comprehensive outcome for people, especially, you know, if they come to me to lose weight. You know, I can help them with their mindset, but if they need something, you know, consultation about hormones or, you know, coaching or discussion of medical issues. I've been very careful, and I'm somebody who's very careful with lots of experience, and definitely that I consider myself an expert at medical chart keeping. I've always never crossed the line to give medical advice, and I, with all my experience, I'd like that back.
And then your last year, you kept current as Ms. Anthony said.
I did.
And you feel pretty comfortable then going back in, and if you're exposed to kind of full bore medicine, you think you'd be able to do it?
The short answer is yes, and the long answer is no, that I know my boundaries. If I encounter something that's outside of my comfort zone, I'm absolutely would consult with others or refer them on.
Okay. Any board members have questions for Dr. Potter? No? Well, I'll make the motion, and then we can take a second, or we can open discussion. I'll make the motion. We accept this being stated.
This is Dr. Ribbon. I second that motion.
By Dr. Rubin, and then we'll meet. Does anyone have discussion? No? So we got a second, so I guess, Dale, we can do roll call.
And Mr. Chair, members, just to clarify really quickly, this is Justin. That's to accept his reinstatement for full medical license and not the limited license requiring supervision.
That was my original thought. He states that he's, and I appreciate you bringing that back up. He states that he's kept up. I think he states he knows his limits, and hopefully if he ran into something that was beyond his limits, he would know the right people to get in contact with. Is that pretty much true, Dr. Potter?
It is, and I don't know if I got it to you in time or not. My an excerpt from my CV. I worked as an ICU nurse. I worked in medical records. I have a strong medical knowledge background, and so I'm aware of, you know, when something needs to be forwarded or referred out. Very confident in that.
Okay, so you're an actual RN then.
Yeah, in intensive care unit. Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Sadelik, this is Dr. Rubin. I've had the privilege to work or co-manage patients with Dr. Potter. I've known about his experience as an ICU nurse and his competency as a physician before he retired his license, if that helps at all.
Oh, great, great. Okay, so I made the motion, I think. Did we get a second on my motion?
Dr. Rubin,
yeah, Rubin
seconded.
Rubin did,
okay. So then let's just do roll and
Dr. Sadelik?
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Good luck, Dr. Potter.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Let's move on to number 8. This is review, consideration, and possible action regarding application for clinical training certificate. The person's name is Christine Grigg. Is Christine on the phone? Christine, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Gail, could you review this for us?
Yes. And Dr. Salek, members of the board, this is an application for clinical training. The application reflects an affirmative answer on one background question. Application submitted the required supplement statements relating to both incidents, a 2009 possession of marijuana, a 2016 DWI possession of marijuana and reckless driving. Source documents reflect both incidents. In her supplement statement, applicant acknowledged the 2009 arrest. Regarding the 2016, applicant stated, quote, I served and successfully completed pretrial probation for 1 year. I made a mistake, I learned from it, and I have made wiser choices since then as not to be a danger to myself or to public, as well as to continue to work towards my education goals, end quote.
Christine, any additional comments?
No, sir.
Dr. Campbell, any thoughts from you?
Doctor, since the last incident, have you had any contact with law enforcement?
No, sir. Not in the sense of my being in trouble. I mean, I work at a hotel, so I do have to call in incidences of theft and things of that nature, but I've not been in any trouble.
Okay. All right. That's my only question. Thank you.
Any other board members have questions? I'll make a motion for her approval for a clinical training certificate. I'll need a second, and then I need a roll call.
Dr. Popio, I second that motion.
And Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell? Dr. Camp?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We'll move on then on number 9, which is review, consideration, and possible action regarding executive director proposed legislative changes. So I think this would be you, Gail.
Okay. Dr. Salek, members of the board, I have submitted some information regarding clinical training certification and making recommendations that the board consider removing that requirement from statute. And I submitted documentation along with my recommendation. Did anyone have any questions?
This is Dr. Rubin. I read through it. I think it makes a ton of sense for all the reasons that you stated. I think you do amazing work, and I'm all for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We do need a formal vote
for me to move forward with legislation to remove that requirement from statute.
Okay. Do you know when they'll meet again then, Gail, to review that?
No, so, right. So what would happen is I would have to get a sponsor to support this legislation. It'd have to go before theirs on the legislature and get approval. I don't know if it would be in this session. I'm going to try if I get approval here today, but I don't know if it's going to be approved in this or heard in this session, or it may have to wait till next session.
And then next session is this summer?
No, Mr. Chair, members, this is Justin. Generally, the legislative session runs approximately the same as like a spring semester in college is the way I think of it. That's usually
okay.
It's a you know approximation, but that's usually about when the legislative sessions occur.
Okay. So I think that's
moving
to if he did, then I'll make the motion that gets implemented, and then we'll need a second, and then we'll need a formal vote, Gail.
Yes, please.
Dr. Popiel, I second the motion.
And Gail, can you do the formal vote?
Yes. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popiel?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, number 9 done. Let's move on to number 10. Review consideration possible action regarding election of board chair, board vice chair, and board secretary. Ms. Tippett is here. So it's up to the board. Board members that are here, how would you like to do that at this current point? Keep it as it is, things changes, discussions are open.
This is Dr. Rubin. I've been exceptionally happy with our vice chair, and I would like to keep the vice chair as is. And I think the chair has been doing an excellent job at running the meeting, very well educated on how to do it, keeps the meetings going. And I think it would be challenging to the board if we were to switch at this time. That is pending that all current officers, including secretary, would want to remain in their current position. If they would, I would be in favor of such.
Is that the motion? And I agree with that.
Yeah, a motion, Dr. Rubin?
So moved.
Okay. Ms. Tippett isn't here. Gail, do you have any? I imagine, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, she's happy at being secretary?
Ms. Tippett, you mean?
Yes.
She has not said either way to me whether she would want to continue or not.
Well, as Dr. Rubin said, Dr. Rubin, can you make a formal motion then so we can get seconds and vote?
Mr. Chair, members, this is Justin. Since the individual decisions as to, you know, who is occupying each position, involves directly one or the other board member, then, you know, I would recommend that we do an actual election vote essentially on each position so that the member who is being elected can recuse themselves from the vote because it's sort of a conflict to be voting for yourself.
Okay. So let's go ahead and start with vice chair. That would not be Dr. Popiel. He'll recuse. Everyone in favor of Dr. Popiel as vice chair. I'll make the motion.
This is Dr. Rubin, I second.
Dr. Rubin, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And I'm going to the chair, and I'll recuse myself.
This is Dr. Rubin. I'll make the motion. We approve Dr. Stadler as the board chair.
Rubin, this is Dr. Rubin, I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Secretary, and I'll need a second then.
This is Dr. Popiel. I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And that moves us into number 11, which is the Executive Director report.
And my apologies for bombarding you with pending legislation. This was only part of it, but did anybody have any questions on anything on the Executive Director report?
No, I didn't.
And obviously I'll keep up with the current status of each of these bills and let you know if they pass. And there's a couple more that's just recently been dropped that may affect the board as well. So I'll keep the board apprised on that.
Thank you. And any legislative update, Gail?
I'm sorry?
Is there any other updates, board cases under investigation? We have that from you.
We do. We have currently we have four, and we have three in formal hearing. That doesn't include today's.
Okay. And then I popped off, but I forgot the number. What do we have for current licensees?
1,111.
Wow. All right. And then I'm going to move on to number 11, which would be two agenda items. Anyone have any items they want in the future?
This is Dr. Number that I don't, yeah.
Okay. And then I will do a call to the public, which is number 13. So lines are open for 3 minutes, call to the public. Going once, call to the public, twice. We're sold, call the public's over. And number 13 would be adjournment. Thank you, everyone. We made
great time.
Thank you.
All right, thanks everybody.